Well, when we talk about violence and gangs, one issue that keeps coming up is how do our leaders effectively create positive change? You could take the approach of tightening gun laws, mandatory minimums, putting kids in jail. But that's been tried, and got to be honest, not much has changed. So what about the issues that cause kids to turn to a life of crime? Drugs, poverty, and of course, unemployment. We've seen a correlation between the lack of jobs available for teens and a rising rate of violence. So this summer, Mayor Emanuel and other leaders have made it their duty to resurrect jobs for youth, not just resurrect them, but to expand them, to attract money from the private sector and create more opportunities for Chicago youth to stay off the streets today. Alderman Pat O'Connor joined Cook County Commissioner Bridget Gaynor to hold a joint session to talk about youth jobs and to coordinate the efforts between Chicago and Cook County. Cook County Commissioner Bridget Gaynor joins me on the line now. Commissioner Gaynor, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, so let's talk about this. Why was it necessary to have this this meeting today? I mean, talk about sort of coordinating efforts between the county and the city when it comes to youth jobs.
Sure. I think there's two big reasons that we do something like this. The first is there's a lot of money being spent on youth employment, and a lot of it comes down from the federal government, but the county and the city both have a lot at their disposal, and the key thing is, are we spending it wisely? Is it going to the right people? Because there's kind of three groups of young people. There's young people that get a job without, they don't need anyone's help. Then there's some people who just need access to a job, maybe just something at the summer to do and keep them busy. Mm-hmm. But then there's a group that's not in school and they're not in work, and they need a lot of help and supervision and oversight. And you want to make sure that you're not ignoring any of those pieces, but that you're really spending time on addressing the parts of the young community that, you know, that need extra assistance. And if we don't get together and hear what the other hand is doing, then it's easy to, you know, to spend money unwisely.
Yeah, right. That has been a little bit of the criticism of the summer jobs programs of the past, that yes, there's a program, but, you know, it's not the right people. It's not reaching out to the right people. We're essentially seeing, we don't want to repeat the sort of failures of the past with expanding the program for the future.
Well, we don't. And look, if someone is 20 years old and they've never had a structured job, they're going to require some additional services to be successful. And it's going to take more than 6 weeks working a retail job in the summer. But that's an investment worth making because, you know, it's the estimates are that there's over 80,000 young people between 16 and 24 in Cook County that are neither in school or in work. And most of those young people have a high school diploma, so it's not like they're dropping out of high school, but they're still not connected with anything that's positive. And I think most people would be surprised if they knew how high that number was and when they learn it. And so it behooves all of us to get involved. And, you know, so that's the first thing is to make sure we're all coordinated and spending the money wisely. The second thing is to ensure that everyone understands how many young people we're talking about and figures out how they can be a part of the solution. And so whether that's develop an apprentice program, whether that's, you know, open up yourself, even if you're a small business, to actually employing a young person, everyone needs to be a part of the solution because it's not something that government can solve on its own.
You know, what about you mentioned the youth, you know, especially when you talk about the issues that are needed for some youth in Chicago that might be more at risk, that might not necessarily be ready for a 6 week, you know, job at a retail organization. How do you reach those people? Because I would think those kids may not want the job. Maybe they're active being on the street, or they're comfortable where they're at in the drug trade or whatever it might be. How do you attract a high risk youth to a jobs program if they don't want to get the job?
Well, I think that we kind of overestimate how much people want to be out living that life. So when Arne Duncan came back to town about a year ago, he and I partnered up and we started a project. So I founded the Cook County Land Bank about 4 years ago. And so we buy vacant homes and we sell it to developers and you go for rehab. And, you know, that was how we were progressing. And when Arne came back in town and trying to hire this hardest to employ group of young people, you know, the light bulb went out to some degree of saying, you know, maybe they're not going to work at Starbucks, but maybe they could do deconstruction or demolition or rehab of housing. It's in the neighborhood. It's a physical job. And it's obviously something that's needed. And so we paired together. We have a project out in Pullman where the Cook County Land Bank bought 20 homes. Arne recruited 30 young people. And these are all guys, none of whom have had a structured job. But you know what? when he had, you know, he had gone around to a variety of places over the kind of 6 or so months, and the common question was, how much would you have to make an hour in order to leave this life and come into a job that was, you know, regular 9 to 5 Monday through Friday? And the average answer is about $12 an hour.
Wow.
And so, because you're not looking over your shoulder and you have a steady income and you're doing something that you want to do and you're getting trained to go further on. And so I think, you know, sometimes we have to challenge ourselves to say, you know, let's not assume what's happening. Let's actually go out and ask people. And, you know, that's what we did. And now we have this pilot that's working successfully and we're looking to expand it. Because to some degree, there's a lot of ways to employ people. And I think this whole idea of investing in our neighborhoods, both the people and the buildings, is the way to go.
And when we talk about investment, and Mayor Emanuel talked about this not too long ago with his big speech about trying to get the private sector involved. How do you get the private sector involved for summer jobs programs, meaning, you know, different corporations and business owners that will step up and offer up internships and other opportunities for kids, essentially for the summer? How do you do that at the government level to make sure that people want to be a part of this?
So I think what you do is you find people who are, you know, who are trying something new. You make sure it works and then you expand it. So, you know, Aon, it's been in the news. I am also affiliated with Aon, and we launched an apprentice program in January. We have 26 young people and they have a 2-year job where they go, they work Monday through Thursday. They go to school on Fridays and at Harold Washington College. It's a collaboration with City Colleges. And it was this idea that said, look, you know, most large companies only hire people with a 4-year degree, but really look at a lot of the entry-level jobs. They don't necessarily require a 4-year degree. It's just, we've gotten in the habit of hiring from a 4-year college. And so we challenged ourselves and we went and we looked and we said, okay, these are the jobs that don't really require a 4-year degree. And by the way, the attrition is really high. So maybe we're onto something if we don't have someone who's graduated from college. We brought in these 26 young people. They're from neighborhoods all over Chicago, the majority of which are Black or Latino. And so we're diversifying our workforce, but we're also bringing in a talent pool that normally we wouldn't hire because they didn't already have a 4-year degree.
Right.
So there's examples out there that are workable. And so there's apprentice programs, there's co-ops, and a lot of it is just getting people to look differently about who they're willing to hire and what kind of skills someone has to have and how much are they willing to invest in training.
We're talking with Cook County Commissioner Bridget Gaynor about the summer jobs programs, both with the Cook County at the Cook County level and the city of Chicago. You know, when you talk about incentivizing the private sector to get involved in this, and not just this issue, but other issues, it always comes up the idea a lot of companies are going to get tax breaks for this or tax breaks for that. Is there a way to tie together the idea of, you know, if you're going to get tax breaks through the city or through the county, that you have to give back in this kind of way, that you have to give the youth of Chicago and the Chicago area jobs and opportunities?
That is a really good question. And so much of the reason that people get tax incentives in the county is around general issues of economic growth and not tied to direct employment. And I think you're exactly right that if you're going to give a tax incentive, it should be tied to employment. And whether that's employment of adults or employment of teenagers and young people, whether or not someone's working is measurable. Okay, whether or not you're employing someone is something that the government can measure. So often when the tax incentives go out, it's really hard to measure what does really economic growth mean? And are we being effective and efficient when we're issuing these incentives?
Right. You know, for you at the county level and you've seen all this movement, you know, in the lead, I kind of talked about the idea that we've seen more punitive action on kids involved in gangs or crime. And rarely are we actually looking at the root problems. Do you feel like this is a move, a sea change when it comes to government, both at the county and the city level, to invest and expand on a summer jobs program to essentially have the government looking at the causes as opposed to the effect?
You know, look, to be honest, sometimes it's everything old is new again. I mean, did you grow up in Chicago?
Yeah, out in the suburbs. Yeah, Wonder Lake.
Okay. So, you know, when I was young and growing up here, you could get a job at 14 or 15 with the Park District or with Chiefs and Fan helping with block clubs. And there was a lot more kids were caddying. There was a lot more things for younger kids to do and for teenagers from an employment perspective, because the jobs were different and we don't have those same types of jobs as much anymore. And so, you know, it used to be that the market took care of some of that, but also there used to be an enormous amount more of federal funding. Up until kind of the end of the Bill Clinton presidency, there was another several hundred million dollars of summer youth employment money that came into Chicago and Cook County. And that faded over time to now that it's a shadow of what it was. And all of that money paid for kids to, you know, to work in parks, to work at festivals, to do things to keep them busy and productive. And we'll never know that whether or not that investment meant that they developed good work habits for the future. Mm-hmm. But the situation that we're in right now is not optimal. And so the market has changed. The skill level of jobs has increased. And so we need to intervene to say, you can't wait until you're 21 to get a job because you've had to go to 4 years of college. We've got to find ways for people to work when they're younger and for them to work in a cooperative way and for businesses to share some of that cost of learning. Because if we don't, you're just going to have a whole generation that has to wait way too long to develop good work habits.
Cook County Commissioner Bridget Gaynor talking about summer youth jobs, both at the county and the city level. Commissioner Gaynor, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
It was great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.